From Mordor to Hogwarts to Gotham, the nerds have come together to create a show for nerds by nerds. Join nerds doing nerd things as they talk about all things nerdy. Stay up to date on the show by liking the Nerds Doing Nerd Things Facebook page.
What's going on, everybody? It is the Nerds Doing Nerd Things podcast, and we're talking about episode 6 of The Last of Us.
And yeah, it's an hour and a half.
And honestly, completely honest, Susie is completely Ellie. There's no chance about it. He's a butthead. And, yeah.
I bet you I could have shot the structure that he had set up. Like, I bet you I could have aimed that rifle and shot the structure. I feel like that should give me a one-up on Ellie.
It kind of should, but I've never seen you shoot a gun, so I can't take your word for it.
Right, which is why I said I feel like I would be able to do it. I can tell you I can do it with a BB gun.
Yeah, BB guns are a little different. But let's talk about this episode, Susie. We jump right in, and they got this lady and husband, or lady and dude hostage, pretty much. And you have Joel's kind of point to the map.
Hold on. No. Back up. Rewind. What? You're going to start there?
Yeah, what was before that?
A recap.
It was literally a 2-second recap of Henry blowing his brains out.
Yeah, which, one, did not need. Two, I knew it was coming and I still jumped. Not cool.
It wasn't. That was something I didn't really want to relive. Is seeing
That was kind of my point. Like, if you're gonna watch this, just skip the first like minute and a half.
Not even 10 seconds. Literally 10 seconds.
But you got the opening credits.
Yeah. So, Susie, what'd you think about how Joel gets information out of people?
I think it's interesting. Stop. You could definitely see that he really doesn't want to kill people who are not infected. So mm-hmm. He's doing everything in his power to like avoid that. I did appreciate how he handled the elderly couple. Because it was more of a, you know, pitting the wife against the husband kind of thing.
Yep.
Which I thought was an interesting tactic. So, but yeah, that was really cool. I did, however, appreciate the River of Death. So
I didn't.
And the horsies. I didn't know there was horsies.
Oh, God. Well,
horsies!
I just want you to know that he does that several times throughout the game, and I hope we see it again with the actual outcome I was expecting. But yeah, they're like, if he's beyond the River of Death, your brother's dead. But it's Joel. What is he gonna do? Head towards the River of Death. And just yes. Go. And they literally get captured by a bunch of, I don't know, they look like bandits the way they pop up and everything. And there's this
real... Yeah, well, it was a little concerning because they had a sniffer dog.
That's what I was going to say. That was really, as Rusty's just going to lick your face there, that was a very intense moment because they were saying the dog can smell the virus. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh shit. And you could see it on Joel's face.
You saw it on Joel's face, but you also heard it. You heard him having the, oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit.
Yeah, that's
which I think is really when we get, like, we kind of got a glimpse last episode.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of get a glimpse of, you know, him starting to care for Ellie, especially with how he was reacting with everything that was going on with the little boy.
Yep.
But you got it so much more just in that scene. Like you see him start to like really care. So like if he didn't care, that wouldn't have freaked him out. He would have just, you know, rolled with the punch.
So I really, the youngling came downstairs to say goodnight.
No, I'm responding to your wife.
Oh. I'm happy that you were able to see Joel have cracks in his armor, if you know what I mean. Because he has shut the world completely off once Sarah died. And I think this episode is really getting into him opening back up to possibly caring about someone again. Which is in full swing by the end of the episode. But let's go into Jackson. What's your thought of there actually being a town full of a shit ton of people? Electricity, hot water, sewage system. Literally, it's like there is no virus around. They just took over. And it's like...
Yeah. I like the fact that he found Tommy. I did, however, have a scene that I did not appreciate, but I'm glad there was literally an overnight turnaround.
Mm-hmm. But let's...
That was kind of nice that, you know, you really saw him take Ellie's words and go, I'm going to give you a choice. Dude, why are you giving her a choice? We all know what she's going to pick.
Yeah, but let's talk about that conversation that Ellie overhears with Joel and Tommy.
He's so scared.
And that's where you really start to see his mojo, macho, you know, nothing bothers me really chip away, and you could tell he really cares about Ellie, and he doesn't want to be the reason if she, you know, were to die.
Yeah.
And Tommy's like, I don't think okay, he could take it. I'll do this for you. He literally tells Tommy everything. Joel tells Tommy she's infected, she's immune, everything. And just because Tommy was with the Fireflies before, it's basically the same line as the game there. But damn, I'm happy that they did it the way they did, because in the game, Ellie hears that and runs away, like grabs a horse and leaves Jackson. Like, goodbye. I'm happy they left everything kind of isolated inside the city. That way, we don't have time wasted where he has to go find her. But they, with about 10 minutes left, I was saying, I know where they're ending this episode. I know where they're going. And I'm like, oh shit, they're actually doing it. Joel gets stabbed. And he is in a lot of pain. Susie, what were your thoughts when you saw that happen?
He's coming back. He's not going to die. Literally, the whole time I was telling you, I was like, I'm 99% positive. He'll be fine in the next episode.
But you're not worried about what Ellie's going to have to do now?
Oh, I'm terrified about what Ellie's going to have to do. But I'm also hoping that his brother is dumb and comes to the rescue. Like, I'm literally hoping his brother is, you know, has a moment. And it's like, oh, let me go charge and make sure they don't need assistance.
I don't really think that happens, if I remember the game correctly.
I don't feel like it does either.
But I will say...
I don't feel like it does either.
The biggest change they have from the game to what happened at the end of the episode is in the game, Joel struggles with somebody on like a third or second or third story of the building that they were in,
uh-huh,
and lands on rebar and gets completely impaled. This was just a knife, you know.
It wasn't even a knife.
What was it?
It was a piece of the baseball bat.
Oh, ew. that might be slightly worse. Might be slightly worse.
Yeah, it wasn't a knife. It was a piece of the baseball bat.
That's even more gross now. Thanks, Susie. But overall, what did you think of this episode? I thought it was great character development for Joel in its entirety. Like, you had the Ellie stuff of her actually being in a good civilization for a while, and, you know, the adventure stuff. But what did you think of the whole episode?
I liked the whole episode. I liked the fact that it wasn't zombie filled, but I kind of wish we had gotten a glimpse of like a zombie something.
Mm-hmm.
But given the circumstances, I'm really glad that there's like no zombies near them.
I don't think we saw one at all.
We didn't see any. I'd love just to know though who the four guys were that were patrolling the university.
Yeah, I think they're just raiders. I don't think
I'm assuming they were like just. I that's what I'm assuming too, but you know, be nice to have that confirmed.
Yeah. All right, Susie, anything else you want to add before we close it up shop tonight? Outside of
this, Joel's, is still Joel's not making me want to play the game. Joel's going to be fine.
Is it? Does it at least make you curious to at least watch the game as like a game movie?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Like, I feel like if somebody was doing like a playthrough of the game,
there's plenty of them on
YouTube. I would sit and watch it. But I don't feel like I would watch it. I might watch it on YouTube. I just hate, like, ads.
You have my YouTube. I don't have ads.
That's the TV, though.
Oh.
That's not my phone. My phone. There's a difference.
All right, Susie, where can people find you, and what are we talking about tomorrow?
We're talking about the never-ending story.
It's going to be a long show.
And you will currently find me filling out all sorts of paperwork so I can get back into different things.
All right, everybody. We'll see.
Tell me, lock myself out.
We'll see you tomorrow night for the never-ending story right here on the channel at 7 o'clock. Susie, why are you looking at me weird?
Where do we find you?
Hey, they don't care.
I care.
Okay, I'll click on Rob Paulson.
Hey, you guys, this is 625 here from Lilo and Stitch. Some people think of me as AJ Coppola. I don't care. Just follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, Twitch at NDTA Jalastar 15, and Xbox and PSN at AJ All-Star 15. I should have said AJ All-Star, but I'm a sandwich maker. What the hell do I know? Do yourself a favor. Go get yourself a hot fudge marshmallow tuna fish and ham sandwich. All right? Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
All right, everybody. Now we're really going to try to close it up shop tonight. Tomorrow, never-ending story, 7 p.m. right here on this YouTube channel. And yeah, it should be fun. I'm probably going to watch it at some point later tonight or tomorrow. I don't know how I'm going to feel about it. All I know is there's something with a horse and a tar pit, I guess. I don't know. Bye, everybody.
There is something with the horse at a sand pit.
Yes. Close enough. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
From Mordor to Hogwarts to Gotham, the nerds have come together to create a show for nerds by nerds. Join nerds doing nerd things as they talk about all things nerdy. Stay up to date on the show by liking the Nerds Doing Nerd Things Facebook page.